Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Although the 52nd annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race just got underway on Sunday, there's already been a conflict on the trail. And while the mushers like to plan ahead of the game, they also have to be ready for the unpredictable. In this case, a moose. Wally Robinson was traveling last night on a trail with a lot of hills and trees when he felt a giant bump. Much to his surprise, Wally and his dogs ran over a moose at the bottom of the hill. Earlier, Jesse Holmes reported that while he was riding, the moose was causing some trouble and kicking at his dogs. In response, Holmes punched the moose right in the nose. Afterwards, Dallas CV and his team were making their way on the trail when the moose decided to attack. Dallas did the only thing he could do and shot the moose to defend himself and his dogs. He said it dropped on his sled, so it wasn't a long shot. However, according to Rule 34 of the Iditarod, in the event that an edible big game animal, i.e. a moose, caribou, or buffalo, is killed in the defense of life or property, the musher must gut the animal and report the incident to a race official at the next checkpoint. With no time to lose, Dallas completed the task of gutting the moose during his run and then continued on his way. According to a post from the Iditarod, this incident is just a reminder of how wild and remote the country they are traveling in is and how quickly a musher has to respond to danger. To learn more about the current standings of the Iditarod mushers, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Speaking of the Iditarod, the Alaska Iditarod dogs have now been donned with neon visible harnesses after five were fatally hit during training season. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Iditarod got underway on Saturday with a new focus on safety after five dogs died and eight were injured in collisions with snow machines while training on shared multi-use trails this last year. For the first time, mushers who lined up for the competitive start on Sunday had a chance to snag light-up neon harnesses or necklaces for their dogs before they began the days-long race that takes the dog and human sled teams about 1,000 miles over Alaska's unforgiving terrain. The original plan was to hand them out Saturday at the race's ceremonial start, but organizers did not receive approval from competition officials. The 38 mushers will trace a course across two mountain ranges, the frozen Yukon River and along the ice-covered Bering Sea. In about 10 days, they'll come off the ice and onto the main street of the old gold rush town of Nome for the last push to the finish line. Mushers have always contended with Alaska's deep winter darkness and whiteout conditions, but the recent dog deaths, even while training, have put a focus on making the four-legged athletes easier to see at all times. Mushers typically wear a bright headlamp for visibility, but that doesn't protect lead dogs running about 60 feet in front of the sled. Two dogs were killed and seven injured in November on a team belonging to five-time Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey on a remote Alaska highway used as a training trail in the winter. It has recently become more popular with snow machiners, bikers, and others, making it more dangerous for dogs. Seavey said in a social media post that the snow machine was heading in the opposite direction at about 65 miles per hour when it slammed into the lead dogs on the team. The snow machine driver was later cited for negligent driving. Jerry Rodriguez, the vice president of the Anchorage Snow Machine Club, said the multi-user trails are getting busier and all users need to do all they can to be seen. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Chugach National Forest Seward District Ranger and the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge Manager, under the authority of the Federal Subsistence Board, announced the open application period for the federal subsistence drawing hunt on federal lands on the Kenai Peninsula. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.